there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Courtney Cronin, Justin Tinsley, David Dennis Jr., and Woody Paige making his return. The hottest teams in baseball right now, Seattle Mariners, Baltimore Orioles, and the Blue Jays, currently in the playoffs, but just fired their manager. What's going on in baseball? Also, Taurasi going low to fouls, natural shooting motion or something else. And the NBA, they want to get rid of benches standing up. Why would you ever want to get rid of whatever it is that's happening there?
No fun league.
Major League Baseball, All-Star break next week. We just passed the halfway mark last week. The Toronto Blue Jays still in the playoffs, wild card number 3, but not where they thought they would be, and feeling the heat from the Seattle Mariners and Baltimore Orioles, I think we need to say. News of the day, Toronto firing manager Charlie Montoya. Woody Paige, I don't need to tell you anymore. Is this move justified, and what does it mean for the Blue Jays going forward?
Of course it's not justified. He won 91 games as a manager there last year. If the world came to an end today, the Blue Jays would be in the Major League postseason. Yeah. And they're getting rid of the guy? This sounds like a hockey move. This is something you do in the National Hockey League again this year where you get through with coaches all during the season. And we've already seen it in Major League Baseball. We're not even to the All-Star game yet. I'm trying to improve my legacy today with this All-Star panel, speaking of that. But Montoya is going to be replaced permanently by Bud Black, who is the Colorado Rockies coach. And you go, manager, why would they go after Bud Black? Well, he and Ross Atkins, who's the general manager who just made this move, he and Black go way back. So even though they got an interim manager.
Are you reporting that? So Bud Black is going to be the new manager?
Yeah, I've got inside information.
Or are you a man about town?
On occasion. Yeah, but I think we should add about the Blue Jays. This is a sad moment for Montoya because look at the New York Yankees. Look at the Red Sox and what the Baltimore Orioles are doing. You got Tampa Bay. If they were in any other division, they'd probably be running away
Thank
with
you,
it.
Thank you, Woody Paige, and I appreciate your reporting. Here's the thing, right? This team in the playoffs now, they were the pick to be maybe the division winner in the AL East. That's why this move is happening, David Dennis Jr. Is it justified now in July?
I don't think it's justified right now. I don't know why you get rid of your manager before the All-Star break, before the trade deadline, when the trade deadline is actually when you need to be making the moves to improve this team. Montoya can do as well as he possibly can, but the issue with the Blue Jays is their bullpen. They are at a 4.26 ERA for the season. They've allowed 10 home runs this month, which is worse in the league. That bullpen is why they're not playing well. The bullpen is why they're struggling. Even the Stars Berrios is not doing what he was, you know, what everybody thought he was going to do at the beginning of the season. So I'm not sure how much you put that on Montoya when you could just make moves at the trade deadline to fix this team.
The expectation was first place in the division. We know what the Yankees are doing, Justin. Is firing the manager in July justified?
I don't really think so. This is more of a case of being a victim of your own success more than it is bad coaching. Like, look, you said it. They were predicted to win the AL East this year. They entered the season with a 12% chance to win the World Series. And this is still a good team here when you look at it. They're still in the postseason picture. They lead the major leagues in one-run wins. But we've seen this across sports. We've seen it time and time again. When you don't live up to expectations, and last year they were 20 games over 500, and they won a bulk of their home games not even in Toronto. But when you don't live up to expectations, somebody's got to fall on the sword. And when you lose 9 of 11 like Toronto just did, it's going to be the manager. But here's what Toronto is banking on. You announce this right before the All-Star break. You hope it gets buried. And after the All-Star break, you hope you can catch fire. You hope that talent on that team like Berrios and Vlad Guerrero wake up. And although Washington and Atlanta didn't do this, they didn't fire their manager midseason. They caught fire in the second half of the season and went all the way. Not saying that they win the World Series, but you hope they wake up.
Courtney Cronin.
Yeah, to Justin's point, this is a team that's 46-42 right now, so you can understand why that's a disappointment. And with the AL East so far out of reach because of the New York Yankees, they're 15.5 games back. So whether the front office believes that this is going to light a fire under this team to somehow, you know, hold on to that wild card spot, which they currently have, let's keep reiterating that. This is still a playoff team that fired its manager in July. Like, we'll see if that happens. To the point of Jose Berrios, though, like, this is not a World Series team with him pitching, you know, a 5.39 ERA, because that's putting so much more pressure on their bullpen, so much more pressure on Alek Manoah and Kevin Gausman and the rotation, which they need to continue to address, and they should do by the August 2nd trade deadline. That's not the makeup of a World Series team, so I feel like it's a panic move.
Woody Page, I go to you once more for panic move.
I'd just like to add that all the problems they had to go through because of the pandemic and not being able to play in Toronto, and Montoyo got him through that, and he's developed Guerrero. He's helped develop Guerrero and Bichette as outstanding all-star players. I don't know why in the world
they have four all-stars. I think that's part of it. They were picked to be first. They have four all-stars. You say he developed Guerrero. I think we can all agree Guerrero kind of came out fully developed. I mean, I'm talking about out of the womb fully developed. I like what you said, though, Woody, a hockey move. We've seen it be successful in hockey, too. Teams have fired coaches in hockey, and the Panthers just last year, and then turn it around very, very quickly. We'll move it on to another story. News of the day, Utah Jazz reportedly willing to listen to Donovan Mitchell trades. Salt Lake Tribune reported last week the Heat made an offer, but it was insufficient in Utah's mind. And you'll never believe this. The New York Post thinks the Knicks should get in on this. Courtney Cronin, what would a Donovan Mitchell trade look like? What are the Jazz doing? Very strange indeed.
It is. What is going on in Utah? That's the question we're going to continue to ask ourselves throughout the summer. But I think that the Knicks make the most sense for a number of different reasons. You can draw the ties from Donovan Mitchell back to this area. And on top of that, the Knicks have 8 tradable first-round draft picks. We know how Danny Ainge feels about draft capital, as evidenced by what they were just able to pull off for Rudy Gobert. And the Knicks also have the amount of players it would take to match Donovan Mitchell's 30.3 million dollars salary, whether you throw in, you know, Cam Reddish, Evan Fournier, you know, Derrick Rose in there too. It would not necessarily take RJ Barrett, and that's the question that the Knicks and the Utah Jazz have to figure out: is Barrett a tradable asset for them? Would he be in the mix to potentially
land Donovan
Mitchell?
All right,
Mitchell in
but
that
if
swap?
It's the Knicks and it's they keep RJ Barrett, they keep Brunson, of course, and they keep Mitchell. That's a lot of hands on the ball. They'd be all right with that?
Yeah, you'd like to think so. This is a team that finished 11th in the Eastern Conference last year. They had to upgrade their backcourt somehow. Adding an all-star guard, I think, would certainly do that.
Justin Tinsley, turn to you.
Yeah, I agree with Courtney on this. I think the Knicks have the most to offer in terms of assets. I think Miami probably would be the best location for him. But just given the history of Danny Ainge and Miami and Boston Celtics, I don't know if that deal would actually work out the way they wanted to. But I do think Utah is going to have to move on at some point. Look, this is the NBA in 2022. This isn't 1992. Stars want to get paid right now, and they want to win right now. And I don't know if Donovan Mitchell is willing to sit around for a rebuild that may take 3 or 4 or 5 seasons because, again, this is Utah. They're not going to attract that top-level talent. And I don't know if he's going to wait around for 3 or 4 or 5 seasons for a first-round pick to develop into a possible sidekick. So I think it's going to happen sooner than later.
David Dennis Jr.?
The time-honored tradition of the New York Knicks thinking they're the prime destination for every free agent, everybody who's looking for a trade. This move for the Knicks, it makes a lot of sense for the Jazz to get all of these picks from the Knicks, but it does not make a lot of sense for the Knicks to send all those picks for Donovan Mitchell. When you think about the Timberwolves trade for Rudy Gay, they got Rudy Gay because they felt like they were going to be a championship contender. The Knicks do not need to get rid of picks so they can make the playoffs. The team that this makes the most sense for is the Miami Heat, who are a championship-level team. If you get rid of Hero and some picks, you add Mitchell, you're back on top of the East, theoretically, and you're back in the finals hunt. This makes more sense for the Heat than it does for the Knicks.
Rudy Gobert, not Rudy Gay, of course. Woody Page.
Dennis, the team that makes the most sense for Donovan Mitchell is the Utah Jazz. He should stay there. Why would you give up your only other superstar, all-star player? You've lost a coach who has gotten you to 6 consecutive playoffs in the West, which no other team has accomplished, and you want to give up on him? Danny Ainge has a history in Boston of stockpiling draft choices. He's done that in the Gobert trade. Why does he have to get more? Everybody says, well, the Knicks have to be involved. Well, the Knicks should be involved somewhere, but not at the expense of the Utah Jazz. It's so difficult to get free agents there and the Denver Nuggets. So I think it's a case of being in the mountains. You've got to develop your own superstars.
Being in the mountains.
Nuggets and the Jazz have done.
I hear that. For me, that's tired. They're not going to get any free agents. The idea is you would want a mid-20-year-old three-time All-Star maybe to stay and build around. Because who are you going to get in the draft? A mid-20, three-time year All-Star? Maybe, if you're lucky, but you got one now. Why would you move on from that? Yeah, one more story here. Kevin Durant, trade request day 13. Nothing doing, but do you see him responding on Twitter? Did you add to your legacy today? This is the joke you made, Woody. I love this. This is a great bit to me. Having fun with fans, showing great leadership, doing the dishes. I mean, you guys get on him for burner accounts and being online too much. This is legit funny. We'll be back by ourselves in 2 minutes.
Kevin Durant knows how to use Twitter.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
A bold question to start out by or sell. Are Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout a formula to win? Here's Angels manager Perry Minajian.
There's definitely a formula that went around them, and it's deeper team. I mean, you can do that in a lot of different ways, right? The draft's part of it, but free agency's part of that, trades are part of that. So I definitely see a roadmap to putting a competitive team on the field with those guys.
Roadmaps and formulas, sure. Every time you think the Angels can't lose more, they lose more. Came back last night only to blow it against Houston. Mike Trout left the game with back spasms. Woody Page, you're buying or selling that the Angels can figure this out and win, roadmap or formula or however, with Ohtani and Trout?
I'm selling it. Minajian couldn't find his way to the postseason with a GPS, Sherpa guides, an Eagle scout troop. You got the two of the best players in the game up the road. You got the Dodgers. They're able to find players. Down the road in San Diego, you're able to find players. They got one of the richest owners, and they can't figure out any kind of formula. The best thing they can do is let those players go to somewhere where they can actually
win. That's not the best thing they can do. I mean, that would maybe be the best for Ohtani or Trout. David Dennis Jr., the Angels, a formula with a roadmap?
Look, Tony, I was a college professor for 5 years, which means that I know when you've called, what it looks like when you've called on somebody and they have not done the reading. That's exactly how he sounded. He said things like many different ways and trades and free agency. Yes, we all know that. That is how teams are built. Well, we saw somebody who did not, clearly does not instill confidence, and we're going directly into a route where these two stars are no longer on this team.
Justin Tinsley, the formula to the roadmap to the postseason. Are the Angels, do they know what they're doing here?
Look, I'm going to treat this as my FaceTime. I've been waiting on this. This is a complete and utter joke. This is the most embarrassing story in all of sports. All Trout has to his name is a postseason sweep. The Angels are 5-1 when Ohtani pitches in June. They're 6-26 in the other games. This is a joke. This is an embarrassment. This is an indictment on upper-level management. Do baseball a favor. Trade these stars. I have lost all respect for the Angels as a staff, as a record label, as a crew. I hate this story. Get these guys out of Los Angeles right now.
A joke, an embarrassment, an indictment. It's a joke, embarrassment. There you go. Wow. Courtney Cronin on the Angels.
I mean, this team is on track to miss the postseason for 12 of the last 13 years. They're their second team in Major League Baseball history to be 11 games above 500 and 11 games below 500 in the same season. To me, this goes beyond the general manager, though. You have one of the richest owners in baseball, and you've heard the stories about how they treat their minor league players. Like, this starts at the absolute very top. This organization is a mess, and they need to start offloading their assets. Give Mike Trout somewhere else to play at 30 years old.
You guys are unanimous that they should trade away Trout and Ohtani, which may sound great to whoever's getting Trout and Ohtani, I think. I can't believe that would be in the best interest of the team. 11 games over 500, 11 games under 500 for the first time in how long? In decades, Courtney? And they did it before the All-Star break. Unbelievable. We'll move on. Streaking in baseball, the Mariners. 9-game win streak. Beat the Nationals this afternoon in Washington. There's a doubleheader, so they could add to that tonight. Orioles, 9 straight wins after last night. Their longest win streak in 23 years. They'll go for 10 today. They lost 110 games last year. Ken Rosenthal wrote that the Orioles maybe could be buyers and sellers at the trade deadline. Same could go for Seattle. My question, David, does a hot streak into relevancy for the first time in years for these two teams make them a buyer?
I definitely think it does make them buyers, especially the Orioles. You are in prime position to not only get in the playoffs this season, but to build, for a couple seasons. You have a first pick coming. They've just had their first winning month in 5 years. They have enough young talented, top 10 farm league. They can build for the next couple years on this one streak.
So you think the Orioles can make the playoffs this year? There you go, Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, this would be wildly offensive if they just sold the farm right now. Reward these players, reward those fans, and make a postseason run right now. They would do better for their fan base to be buyers than to be sellers right now. And it's completely wild that the entire AFC East is at least 500.
Yeah, at least. Yes, Courtney Cronin.
Yes. Yeah, bye. This team, the last 362 game seasons that they played, that was the worst record they compiled in franchise history.
Yeah,
Reward your fans. The fact is, they're 2 games out of an AL wildcard spot at the moment, so you don't have to necessarily give away all of those great prospects that we know they have. They have an awesome farm system. You can continue to add to this team via the trade deadline and reward these fans for all that misery.
Okay, so you're viewing it from Baltimore. And Seattle's perspective as well. I mean, they're tied for wild card 3 right now after this afternoon's win, Woody. And they have the longest drought about playoff success. Go ahead, Woodrow.
Sure, it's time for the Mariners. It's been so long, so long since we go back to when they won like 110 games and set the record.
16.
And they haven't been anywhere since then. But I want to agree with the other panelists about the Orioles. They could give up their number 5 and their number 7 highest draft prospects. They're both outfielders. They have a great outfield. Just buy, sell those two guys. They still got the 3rd or 4th best farm organization in baseball, and go after it. You built the first stadium that everybody else has duplicated. You've got a team that is in the hunt. Go for it, guys.
Maybe they can get Ohtani and Trout. Maybe, why not? You guys are so sure that it's great for the Angels to trade those guys. All right, that's it for David Dennis Jr., Courtney Crone, and Woody Page. Justin Tinsley, showdown in 2 minutes.
He's already had his showdown. My turn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Woody Page, Justin Tinsley, good luck in showdown. Sylvia Fowles coming off the awesome All-Star weekend where she was feted, rightfully, and she dunked for the first time in a low 13 years at the age of 36. And Diana Taurasi coming off the All-Star weekend where she wasn't even there. Mercury Lynx last night, starting the second half with an uproarious overtime, 25 lead change game, and in the end, Minnesota pulled away. But look at this. Taurasi into the lane. There's contact here. She goes up with the leg. Fowles was grasping for air. Woody Page, natural shooting motion or dirty from Taurasi?
No, that's not fair. That's Fowles, Tony. You can see it right there.
How did I miss that?
Yeoman, you can't handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, okay. But you're saying it's a dirty move. Okay, good. And you, Justin?
I'm not one to play conspiracy theories, but there's something about aging point guards, all-time GOATs, who wear number three and happen to play in Phoenix with leg kicks. I don't know what's going on. What's going on down there in Phoenix?
How did I miss the fair or fouls, Woody? An extra point for that. We'll move on. Showdown 2. What they're calling the Theo Pinson rule could come into effect next season. You know what the Theo Pinson rule is? It's getting control and order of your bench. Because, well, last year we saw Theo Pinson get a pass from Steph Curry. He was wearing the same color as Golden State. The Mavericks bench has been fined nearly $200,000 for the bench getting up and down all year long. So the competition committee looking into stiffer fines. Are you voting yes for this, that the bench must be in order, Justin?
I'm actually voting yes, what this does for Theo Pinson's legacy. Spencer Dinwiddie called him the best teammate ever. CP3 praised him. I never thought Theo Pinson and Wilt Chamberlain would be in the same sentence, but they changed
Justin,
the game with the rules.
You are so wrong. He doesn't need to be penalized like this any more than Mendoza needed to be punished for the line that he's had to live with his entire life. They need to expand the benches, get those ego seats out of there where the players can spread out and still be cheerleaders.
You call those ego seats where you got fans basically sitting on the bench? I've always thought that too. Woody Page, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
I'm so excited to announce that the NBA finally did something for the ABA players. There are more than 110 ABA players that never got a pension, never got a dime. What they got was suffering. They have died without getting a penny from the NBA. The NBA Board of Governors yesterday decided to give ABA players who are suffering financially $25 million. The time has come to actually take care of those players that I covered for years.
Saw that, Woody.
Congratulations.
Good story. Thanks for sharing. We'll see you tomorrow.